And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Brittany J's Tea for the Day.
And today, so yesterday we talked about Tiara Marie and 50 Cent situation. So
did they lock her up?
She said that she never had a bench warmer. That it's a lie. She said, never believe a dude named Curtis, even if he's your favorite washed up old school rapper.
You gotta stop.
Old school is a stretch.
She better stop.
She said, my lawyers are always on point. I never had an arrest warmer and spare change, never trademark-ish. I ain't got like the
she
I ain't
a
got it.
She called a spare change.
She did.
Yo, I gotta give her props for that.
So then she said, hashtag I ain't got it with the trademark little logo next to it. Hashtag get the strap on. Hashtag 50 Cent pedals moonshine. Talking about that leche mine, the leche shimmy that I was learning about yesterday. It's French, right, apparently.
Listen. All of this is cute. Pay him his money.
Period. She posted a video of like herself packing up, and the girl was like, "Where's your furniture at?" Like, this probably really don't got no furniture. Sis. I think that's just a bald headed room that you trying to act like you moving out of, but you ain't moving out of nothing. Sis. You ain't moving the couch for a video. Anyway, Marshawn Lynch. He's retiring from the NFL again.
No,
he retired from the Seattle Seahawks in 2016. This time, they said it's for good. He's 33 year old running back.
Yeah,
is that I heard that's old for a running back. Is that true?
Not really, but he never spent any of his NFL money.
Oh.
Right?
Yes, that's over running back.
Yeah.
It is over. Okay. Yes. All right, so I guess, you know, he's retiring. He got his brain and health. I'm happy for him. Soulja Boy, remember he was robbed last week while he's been in jail. He's still there, by the way, for violating probation. So he thinks that the robbery was an inside job. His team looked at the surveillance and said that the burglars knew when to strike, where to enter the house, and went straight for the safe.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering about the safe thing. Like, they entered the safe. Like, did they like, saw it open or whatever it opened? Welded, whatever? Unwelded? I don't know. Either way, we're going to find out how that goes. Offset is facing felony gun charges. So last July, he was pulled over in Georgia. We knew about this for an improper lane change. Police found three guns and $107,000. So he was arrested and he bonded out. Okay, now it's caught up to him. He's facing a felony charge for firearms possession by a convicted felon, a misdemeanor charges for marijuana in possession and that lane change. For marijuana possession and that lane change. That's what I'm saying. So he had a felony charge for possession of a weapon during the commission of a crime, but that was dropped, I guess. Lucky you. Okay. So he pled not guilty, and his lawyer believed that he was targeted because he's rich, successful, and black. So the initial traffic stop that led to the finding guns is bogus. That's what the lawyer believes. But Georgia, you know Georgia doesn't play. They'll put people to jail for like 5 years for marijuana.
Yeah,
so he might be hit. Marijuana, so
nothing.
He might be hit out here. All right, so lastly,
Georgia definitely doesn't play.
You know what?
He don't play. Set it down.
Lastly, Aunt Becky, aka her real name, Lori Loughlin. So remember, she pled not guilty to the whole bribery and fraud scandal, the college admissions, all right? So she and her husband claimed that they gave the $500,000 to the administrator, Rick Singer, but they did not know what he was going to do with it. They said that they knew he wanted pictures of their daughters on a rowing machine, but they didn't know what he intended to do. So the lawyers plan to show that the use of knowledge and intent, like, they're, you have to prove, like, both for bribery, I guess, so that their only intent was to get their daughters into USC by using a, air quotes, facilitator who got hundreds of other students into colleges. So that's what they're going off of.
What?
So now that the
makes
other,
sense to me.
No, now they have. Of course it does. So anyway, the other issue that they have is that the husband paid at least $100,000 directly to the assistant athletic director.
What?
But they got something for that, too. Colleges have horse traded with prospective students' families for decades, as in, you ready for this? Funding a wing of the school building, and then that the children miraculously gets accepted. That sounds like a direct shot at me to Dr. J. Remember Dr. Wow. J took a shot at them talking about he bought the building, $70 million, So that's what they're doing right now. Felicity Huffman gotta be punching the air right now, mad at her lawyers, cause they ain't thinking these defenses, because they have some things lined up. I know.
They might have to let her out.
They might. And that's why I'm not paying that $300 speeding ticket. I'm not guilty, period. If she out here paying briberies, I'm not guilty of that speeding ticket, period. That's it.
Lock her up.
That's crazy.
Lock her up.
That's crazy. And if that's the case.
It won't let her out.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
The people who was arrested in Connecticut, they're not still in jail, are they?
I'll have to check, but they did some time.
Because I'm going to need them, at least their records, to be expunged if things like this is happening. Like, this is crazy.
I want the records expunged. Yeah. I want restitution.
Restitution.
For all the time that they've spent incarcerated. This is
40 acres and that mule.
A damn travesty.
So, yeah, that's it for the team.
All right. We got more on the flip side. Keep it right here.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.